বেদ শাস্ত্র পায়ে সম্বন্ধ অভিধেয় প্রয়োজন। কৃষ্ণ প্রাপ্য সম্বন্ধ, ভক্তি প্রাপ্যের সাধন, সম্বন্ধে মাত্র দেখো লিখ। অভিধেয় নাম ভক্তি প্রেম প্রয়োজন, পুরুষার্থ শিরোমণি প্রেম মহাত্ম। বেদ বেদার বেদা মিন নলেজ, ব্যক্তি বেদ বেদ জ্ঞান। বেদা মিন নলেজ বাই হুইচ ওয়ান আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড। Very much is telling. Somebody must remember to open and close it nicely. The Veda means knowledge. Don't accept that Veda a sectarian religious teacher. No. Vedas means knowledge. That is the real import of the word Veda. Veti, Veda, Veda, Jnana. There are two forms of Bhar. Veti, Veda. And the original verbal root is Vidhata. Bhakti Veda Vidav Jnana, Vinte Vid Vicharan, the same Vidhatu, verbal root, takes different forms, that is described here, Vinte Vid Vicharan. When one scrutinizes, analyzes something, tries to understand, in that case, the Bhar will be Vinte Vid Vicharan. Vidyate Vid Sattayam. And when there is meaning of existence, the same root takes the form of Vidyate, Vidyate Vipachan, Lahi, Vinnati, Vinnati. Again, the same Vidyate can be used for profit. Vinnate is in Jnana. The original meaning is Vidyate, Veda, from Vidyate. The Veda comes, Veda means knowledge. And what is that supreme knowledge? Knowledge, there are different departmental knowledge. But what is the ultimate knowledge? The ultimate knowledge is to understand God. Jasmin vijñāte sarvamevam vijñātam bhavanti. If you understand God, then you understand everything. His origin, automatically. That if you understand God, then you become liberated also. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma me vidvan jo janati tattvam. Anyone who understands me, how I appear, how I disappear, what are my functions, simply by understanding this. Janma karma me vidvan jo janati tattvam. Anyone who understands. So there is no question of sectarian view. Anyone who can understand what is God, it doesn't matter whether it is Hindu, whether it is Muslim, whether it is Christian, anyone. Religion means to understand God. That is religion. And to understand the laws of God. That is religion. So anyone who understands God and the laws of God, he is religionist, he is Vedanta. That's all. Vestibhita Vidadhyana Vintiri Vichami. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Veda Shastra Kahe Samman. The whole purpose of Vedic knowledge is to understand what is our relationship with God. What is God? There are three things. In the matter of understanding God, first of all, you should know what is God and what I am. What is my relationship with God? Then, just like in business, we make agreement. Both parties agree that this is our relationship. You are supplier, I am consumer. You supply in a certain condition, I will consume. That is called relationship. And as soon as the agreement is established, our relationship is understood, then actual business follows. That actual business, when you understand God, when you understand yourself, then the actual business will start. Without this knowledge, whatever transaction, whatever activities you have engaged in, that is called Maya, because it will not give you your desired result. It is simply wasting time. That is the verdict of the Vedas. Sanusthitasya dharmasya sansiddhi haritosya. Dharma sanusthitapunsa vishyaktena kathasya nutpadayadrati yadi samayeva hi kevalam. Samayipunsa paro dharma jato bhakti yadhokhaje ahoitavya pratiyata dayatma samprasidati. These are the statements of the Vedic literature. That you go on working. Everyone is working according to his capacity. That's all right. Go on. There is no question of stopping your work. But you must see whether you are gainer or loser by working that way. The gainer or loser. If you don't make account that whether I am gaining or losing, then what is it? Such kind of activities are done by monkeys also. That's very active. But it is useless activity. Samayeva hi kevalam. The Vedic Shastra says that if you do not calculate whether you are losing or gaining, if you simply blindly go on working, then such kind of activity is simply waste of time and energy. So you must know how to work. That is stated in the Vedas. There are two kinds of instruction in the Vedas. Pravritti-marga, nivritti-marga. Pravritti-marga means sense-enjoyment. And nivritti marga means winding up the business of sense enjoyment. Two kinds of knowledge. Pravritti resam bhutanam nivritte su mahaphalam. Pravritti, you have got natural tendency for so many things. The real basic principle of enjoyment is sense enjoyment. The Vedas give instruction that you enjoy your senses, but under these laws. Just like government gives you license. You want to do some business. The God has gives us a license, and in the license, in ability principles, that you can do this business in this way, in this way, in this way. So this direct service is given by the Veda. What is the direct service? In this material world, everyone, both man and animal, every living entity, is sitting after sentient life. So Veda gives instruction to the human society that you enjoy your senses in this way. That is Vedic knowledge. But the ultimate aim is to get you gradually to the consciousness of Krishna. Krishna says that in the Bhagavad Gita, Veda is a sadvai ahameva vedyam. The purpose of Vedic instruction is to understand Him, or understand God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says the same thing, the Krishna Sambandha. Our target, goal of life should be how to satisfy the Supreme Personality of God. In order to generalize all these activities, the Varnasram Dharma, as we observe, we Hindus, we observe these four Varnas, not actually observe now, but we are supposed to observe before the institution to follow the regulative principles of four Varnas, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra. It is a system. So that gradually you can rise yourself to the highest platform of understanding God, Krishna. It is Krishna. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Chatur Varna Maya Krishna. So you cannot abolish this system because it is God's way. It may be existing under different names in different human society, or demigod society, or demon society. There are different kinds of society all over the universe. It may be named in a different way, but the four divisions are there. Because it is God name. Chatur Varna Maya Krishna. Guna Dharma Vibhavata. The Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra. The Brahman means the intelligent class of them. Anywhere, any intelligent class of men, scholar, teacher, professor, they are to be understood as Brahmins. Not that Brahmins are available in India only. But anywhere, any first class intelligent man who understands what is what, he is a Brahmin. Similarly, Kshatriya means the administrative class, the next class, next intelligent class, because there is no intelligent class at man at the present moment, therefore government is so much disturbed. So formerly the government was advised by the first class intelligent man, the Brahmin, that is the history. And they used to conduct government in accordance to the advice of the largest Brahmin sages like that. So, next intelligent class is Kshatriya, next intelligent class is Vaishya, the mercantile class, because simply intelligent class of man will not do, or simply administrator class will not do. There must be production, agriculture. Formerly there was only agriculture, production. Nowadays there are industries also. And other, this whole class of men, neither Brahmin nor Kshatriya, they are neither intelligent, nor administrator, nor very productive. They simply want to work and get some money, and that is fine. They are called Shudras. So these four divisions are there everywhere, all over the world. Chatur Varna Maya. Now, what is the purpose of the Jeev? That is stated in the Vishnu Purana. Varnasrama Charavata Purusena Parapuma Vishnu Aradhate Pumsa Nannatta Sutukara. If we follow the principles of this Varnana Ashrama, then we actually satisfy the Supreme Lord Vishnu. Varnasama Charavata Purushena Parapkuma. Vishnu Aradhate. So therefore, the ultimate goal is to understand Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of God. Or Krishna. The Vishnu Tattva, Krishna is the highest principle of Vishnu Tattva. The great sages and sense departments have analyzed. Krishna is 10% of Bhagavan. And Vishnu, Narayana, is 96%. Similarly, Lord Shiva is 84%. Lord Brahma, he is 78%. There are calculations. Everyone is God. There is no doubt. Everyone is Shara. But there is percentage. Just like we have got, everyone is intelligent, everyone is rich, everyone has got some money, some bank balance, but there is belief. You may have got millions of dollars, I may have thousands of dollars. And there is differentiation of degree. Similarly, even if we accept everyone is God, but there is differentiation of the degree of God. And the Shastra says, that Ishvara Parama Krishna Satyidananda Vigraha Anadidadi Govinda Sarvakaranata. To go on analyzing Ishvara or God, you find somebody is lower, somebody is higher. But if you go on analyzing this way, you come to the point of Krishna, you find nobody is equal to him, nobody is greater than him. Everybody is lower there. Asamartha. That is also basic injunction. Natasya karyam karanancha vidyate. Natasya sama adhikasya drishyate. Parasya sati dvidhaiva sriyate. Sarabhiti jnana balakriya. God means, the Supreme Lord means, Natasya sama adhikasya drishyate. Nobody is found equal to him or greater than him. Natasya kajyam karananthi vidyate. And he has nothing to do. Parasya sati dvidhaiva sriyate. He has got multi energy. Sarabhiti jnana balakriyata. And he has by nature, perfect knowledge, sarvabhuti jnana, bala and strength. Sarvabhuti jnana, bala and kriya, energy. Let there be creation. As soon as he desires, there is immediate creation. Sa khata, sa asyajata, these are the basic concepts. So Krishna Chaitanya says, the Krishna sambandha. We should understand, we should know what is God, how he is acting, how he is acting with his mighty energy. And then we should know our position. Our position is, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has already explained, that we are subordinate. That is the Vedic injunction also. Nitya Nityanam Chetana Sritananam Inka Bhakunam Vidadati Kaman. He is the Supreme Eternal. We are all eternal, but he is the Supreme Eternal. Just like we are all Indian, but the President of Indian Union is the Supreme Indian. Similarly, he has got the same qualities as we have got, but his quantity of power is greater than me. Similarly, qualitatively, Krishna, God and we are the same. But quantitatively, his power, his intelligence, his strength is far, far greater than ours. That is our sammāgya. We are not equal to him, neither greater than him. He is greater. God is great. Nobody is greater than him. That's sammāgya. That is our relation. So as subordinate, our duty is to please him. Just like you see in offices, in government, everywhere, the subordinate officers are meant for pleasing the higher officers. There is no difficulty to understand what is our relationship with God. Artificially, if I say, I am equal to God, that is crazy. Yes. How I can be equal to God? I am controlled. Just like if I say that I am the God, that is crazy, madness. I am not God. I may be injured, but I am controlled by the God. Similarly, we are all eternal, Nitya Nityara, we are all living entities. Krishna is also an individual living entity. A real individual living entity. He is not imperfect, he is also perfect. As we are perfect. But his power, his strength, his beauty, his opulence, everything, supreme. Therefore, he is called Supreme Personality. So this knowledge is to understand our relationship with God. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that. Krishna sambandha. But we are related to him. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mamaivansa Jiva. All these living entities, they are my part and part. Sarvajoni Sikantaya, Sambhavanti Murtaya, Tathan Mahajjani Brahma, Aham Bhija Pradapsita. I am the father, I am the original father of every living entity, not only human society. But there are 8,400,000 species of all of them are sons of God, originally. The Supreme Father is Krishna. So this sambandha, this relationship, if we understand, then we talk of universal balance. If you do not know who is our Father, how then it is possible to establish a relationship with balance? So that brotherhood, is not restricted to the human society. That brotherhood is expanded. It is beyond the human society. That is Krishna consciousness. Not that I think only my countrymen, only my nationals, they are my brothers. We have to think even the ants, insignificant ants, they are preaching of communism. But in the Srimad Bhagavatam, a different communism is described. Communism is very good theory, socialism. But not that simply myself and my brother, there is communism. No. It should expand to all living entities. Just like Narad Muni is advising, Yudhishthira Maharaj, about the householder's duty. He is saying that even there is a leader in your room, you should take care that he has eaten something, he is not starving. Even there is a snake in your house, you should consider for him also. You must see that he is not starving. This is coming. Not that only I take care of the human society or my countrymen or society men, and others may be killed, others may be sent to slaughterhouse. That is not Kavali. Kavali is to think that every living entity. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, Pandita Samadarshina. Those who are actually learned, they are Samadarshina, equal. How equal? Not in the human society. Vidyavinaya Sampanni, Brahmani, Gavihastrini, Sunityata Sapasita, Pandita Samadarshina. One who is advanced in spiritual knowledge, Pandit, he is called Pandit. He has got equal vision. How? Vidya Vinaya Sampanna, in the society, a learned Brahmin. Vidyavinaya Sampada. And Brahmin is also benign, very gentle. Vidyavinaya Sampada, Brahman, Govi, a cow, Hastini, elephant, Suni. Suni means dog. And Tapasa, the dog eater, Chanda. So, beginning from this, highest personality, learned Brahmin, down to the Chandala, the lowest of the society, they are seen on equal level by a Pandit. Why? Because the Pandit knows that this differentiation is of the body. A dog has got a different type of body, and a learned Brahmin has got a different type of body. But both of them are the same soul, spirit soul. By karma, he has to accept a certain type of body. But as spirit soul, he is pure. Asangayam purusha, the Veda says. Therefore, he sees everyone, and he tries to render service to everyone. And that service can be rendered by Krishna consciousness. Unless one is Krishna conscious, he cannot see every man on the equal footing. It is not possible. Artificially, universal brotherhood cannot be established unless there is Krishna consciousness. That is sambandhya. And obhidhya means acting according to sambandhya. Just as I already explained, that first of all, we must have service, our relationship. The relationship is the God is great, we are subordinate. He is maintaining everyone. His property is for everyone. His property is everyone. These are actually socialists. Not that one man should starve or one man should enjoy. No. Every son has got the right to enjoy the property of the father. If God is father, Krishna is father, then every living entity has the right. So God's arrangement is there. You produce. There is sufficient production. Even taking the calculation of the monarch, America has got immense production. There is no question of starvation in any part of the world. But the difficulty is that America is thinking it is my property. It is my production. Why shall I give to the hunger-stricken or the poverty-stricken people of the world? Better throw it in the water to keep the price. So due to our mismanagement, the sufferings of the world there. It is not God's creation. God's creation is very sufficient food for everyone. God's creation, there is no one. My Guru Maharaj used to say that there is no scarcity of anything within the world. The only scarcity is Krishna consciousness. Only scarcity is Krishna consciousness. Therefore, this moment of spreading Krishna consciousness is the highest welfare activity to the human society. Veda Shastra kahe sambandha abhidhya prenam Krishna Krishna bhakti prema sin mahal. So, the ultimate goal of studying Vedas means to understand Krishna and Krishna bhakti, to act in devotional service, and the ultimate goal of achievement is love of God, Krishna. Three things. That is the personal Lord Chaitanya. Those are read teachings of Lord Chaitanya, they find. Krishna Krishna Bhakti Prema Sina Mahana. Vedadi Sakal Sastre Krishna Mukha Sambandha Tara Jane Anusangi Jaya Maya Gandhi. So, there are various types of Vedic literature, and Krishna also says, Vedi Sasadri Omero Vidyam. And other Shastra also says, that Brahmahaya Tara Tarasya Jagatasti पुराणगा आगमन तांग तमीव ही जीवतांग परमीतांग जल्पन्ति कल्पवती सिद्धांते सुनरेक इव भगवान विष्णु समस्त आगम व्यापारेषु विवेचनव्य सुकरो नीति से निश्चय
In the Vedic literature, there are many, demigods also. And because there are many demigods, that people in other countries, in Western countries, there are an impression that the Hindus have got many gods. But actually that is not the cause. Yeah. God is one. The demigods, they are also living entities. They are not God. God is one. Yeah. So this Purana Rishastra, in some of the Puranas, there are 18 Puranas. Some of them are Shakti Purana, some of them are Rajasi Purana, some are Tamasi Purana. So, in the Tamasi Purana, it is said that this demigod is final. This demigod is final. But that is Brahmohaya. The Shastra says that is a bewilderment. He is being taught to worship a certain type of demigod just to make him understand that there is a superior thought. But actually he is being taught to go, to make progress to the Supreme Personality of God. Not that he should stop there. So there are descriptions that if you worship this God, then you get this benefit. If you worship this God, then you get this benefit. These things are there in the Vedic scripture. That is a fact. And actually, you get the benefit. But in the Bhagavad Gita, when Sri Krishna himself describes, he says that these demigods are, worship of demigods are for those who are too much lusty for material enjoyment. Tamasya hitajnana. Jagantya na devata. But they do not know that such benefits derived from the worship of demigods are temporary. Antavastu phalam sesham, tad bhavati alpamedhasam. Seriously, gradually he is elevated to the highest position, bhavanam janmanamante, after many, many births. But in this age, in Kali Yuga, that slow progressive march will not help people. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya, out of his causeless mercy, has recommended that Harennama Iva Kivala, Kalo Nasiva 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 Gatirinata. In this age, in Kali Yuga, the only Jagda sacrifice is recommended, Sankirtan Jagda. And only process of religious activity or transcendental engagement is chanting of the holy name of Krishna. This is the Vaidika Vishastra, because they are not living for long, long years, 50, 60, 70, centuries. They are not living for hundred years. Actually, the limit of human being living, 100 years. In this case, the duration of life is gradually diminishing. And it will diminish to the point of 20 years to 30 years. That is also stated. If a man lives for 20 to 30 years, he will be considered as grand old man. That day also he comes. At the present moment also, average Indian life is 35 years. So the duration of life is diminishing. Similarly, intelligence is diminishing. Man's propensity for doing good to others, that is also diminishing. Strength also diminishing, the stature also diminishing. So this age is not very favorable. Therefore, in these days, we cannot act according to the Vedic Indrasan Kathiga, perform sacrifices or gradually make progress. This is recommended. Kirtanadeva Krishna, simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, Mukta Sangha Parangaya, he will be liberated and he will be elevated to the highest position. Mukta Sangha Param, he will be transferred to the spiritual world. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is authorized and it is very simple. People are taking it, not only in one country, in various countries they are taking, and this movement is originally generated from India. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, he introduced this movement 5,000 years ago. Now, we have started this movement throughout the whole world. So, it is the duty of the Indian people to join and expand this movement. Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hila Jaya. It is the duty of every Indian. That is the statement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hila Jaya. Anyone who has taken birth as a human being in the land of Bharatvarsha. This Bharatvarsha of the India. India is the land of religion, land of piety. That's a fact. Still, even in this downtrodden condition, we have been in Kumbh Mela. Millions of men, daily time, without any advertising, to take a dip in the Ganges and Yamuna. By nature, there. Don't try to cut down it. Try to utilize it and spread it all over the world. That is his answer. That is the order of Lord Chaitanya. Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hila Jaya. Janma Sarthakari Karupava. First of all, you try to assimilate what is this culture, then try to distribute it all over the world. People will be benefited. Thank you very much.